Tuesday morning. It is not a bad day today. 9 degrees and a few clouds. Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. So it was interesting because Jays are down, seventh inning. And I even said to my wife when Springer went up, I said to Mona, he's going to hit a home run.
Really?
I had this feeling.
You're a soothsayer.
And all of a sudden, whammo, there it was. And they didn't look back.
You know, I mean, I think like anyone watching the game, if you're a Jays fan, that the end of the sixth inning was a bit of a, okay, we have three innings left.
Yeah, I'm running out of time.
Even my son was texting me. We were not together, but we were texting back and forth. And he's like, well, three innings left. Like, you know, we know the bats can get hot for the Jays. Yeah. They've proved it all year. They've also proved that they can come back.
Yeah.
And that resilience, I think, showed through last night. Man, how, like, I jumped out of my seat hit that home run. Oh,
but
man.
It was a win by committee, you know. I mean, there was, everybody's hitting. Barger's
and he's so good defensively as well.
Everybody,
you know,
plays.
I think Schneider talked about that last night. John Schneider said, you know, the bottom of the order does it again, and that's the strength. And it doesn't matter whether it's an NHL hockey team and you got your fourth line performing. Mm-hmm. You need an entire team that can come together.
Yeah.
Vladdy's a good leader for that team. You can see it. You can feel it for sure. But boy, there's at any given time, Kirk could be the hero. Barger, you've named. It,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it's a great players.
Well, they get going on Friday, and Dodgers and Toronto in Toronto. Mm-hmm. On your show today, you're talking about something interesting.
Well, this is you know, so many of the conversations start in the newsroom, and so we got on this kick. We were talking about the fact Fleetwood Mac's Fleetwood Mac album
turned
50, somebody said, you know, one of the best albums of all time. If I got to be honest, if I'm listing my top 50 bands, Fleetwood Mac is not going to be in there for me.
Me too.
I do not like Fleetwood Mac, but it did spark this conversation. Okay, you're on the island. You've got one album for the rest of your life. You know that conversation.
Yep.
That's tough, Shaq.
It is.
It is really. What would you?
We were just talking about this, and I'm you know how big of a Rush fan I am.
Huge.
And how excited I am that they're getting back together with this new drummer. But I got to think, you know, back in 1976, my brother came home one day with an 8-track of a band that all on the front was a spaceship, and it said Boston.
Oh, yeah. What a great album.
And when I put that 8-track in, I literally listened to it probably for 6 hours. That thing clicked through about six times. It changed my life because I'm a musician, and back then I was, the technical and the sound and all done by one guy, Tom Scholz, and a couple other, you know, and then he got his band together. I would have to say the debut Boston album.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point because there are the albums in the world that have hit after hit after hit. I was a big INXS fan. I remember watching them back in the late 80s. So INXS Kick, to me, is an album that you can listen to the whole thing and it's full of hits.
Yeah.
Yet I can tell you Trooper Flying Colors.
Yeah.
When I hear Three Dressed Up as a Nine, it literally transports me back to being a young kid with that tattered sleeve that I had off the album because I'd played it
and
so many times.
Smell.
Yeah. I mean, all of that.
Album.
So it's interesting. But yeah, we are going to talk about this on the show today. In fact, I'm going to ask almost every guest I have on the show the same question.
All right. Have we got Sully on yet, Sheena? Is he there yet? Oh, we're having a connection problem. So lucky you're still here because we're going to keep talking about this.
Yeah.
There's just so many great albums that you could be choosing.
Well, that's the thing. I'm a big Police fan. I'm a Styx fan. I'm an Aerosmith fan.
So,
I mean, think about those bands right there. They all have so many great albums. But, you know, that's the other thing with albums is usually we'll get one or two good hit songs on there, and then the others maybe not quite as well known.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan, you've played that album over and over and over. You know every song. That's my Flying Colors Trooper story.
Well, and that's the same thing with Boston. The thing is that with Boston, there was every single song was good on that album. Every single one. So that's why you could just keep listening to it and listening to it. Okay, I think we've got him on right now. Sully is, of course, with Rock 102. He was at the game last night, and we're going to get him on here right now. Sully, are you there, my friend?
Hey, good morning, sir. How we doing?
Well, you're a little late. I was thinking maybe you had a little too much celebrating last night.
No, it was this hotel I'm at. It's like a bunker in there. It was steel walls or something. I couldn't get a hold of you guys.
That's called a jail cell, Sully.
It might be.
Okay, well, Evan is still with me. He's going to ask you a question in a sec, but I got to just bug you about something because here I thought this was going to be an interview with you, Sully, about, you know, you're all excited. The Jays win. Yeah. You're a Marlins fan. How are you feeling, my friend?
Oh, well, Mariners, so... It could be worse. Could be a Marlins.
Did I say Marlins? I'm sorry, Mariners. That's what I meant. Mariners fan.
No, all good, my friend. You know what? I'm not too dejected. In the moment, it was tough because, I mean, Seattle. I mean, even if you're a Jays fan, you can admit Seattle had a special team this year. But you know, at the end of the day, like I grew up a Jays and Mariners fan, and then I just hit a point in my life where I had to kind of pick a lane. So I'm happy. I mean, everyone was so elated last night. Everyone's so excited here, and it's hard not to get caught up in that. So it's pretty cool.
I'm curious to know, Sully, what it was like. You've been to a ton of sporting events. Explain and compare for us when that home run was hit in the bottom of the seventh by Springer to other magical moments you've experienced. What was that like?
I mean, that was pretty incredible. The one thing that I wish I could take back about that moment was I was like the dad at the Christmas play who was just watching it through his phone, you know, filming it rather than like seeing it and absorbing it in real time. But it was unbelievable. And the pop in that stadium, I mean, everyone was really on edge. They weren't too sure because, you know, the Mariners were pitching well. They were playing really well. We had a 2-run lead at the time. And then all of a sudden, you know, this game, everything can change in the swing of a bat. And as soon as he connected, you could just feel it in the stadium. Everyone was just waiting to jump and scream. And like, and it just, the place was just absolutely going wild.
All right, Sully. Well, we're going to have to let you go, but have fun. And we'll see you back here at the station. And hopefully you recover okay.
Fingers crossed. We'll see.
Okay. Thanks, Sully.